Fifth Sunday in Lent, Year B. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Look, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. But not like the covenant I made with your ancestors, the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant which they broke, even though I was their master, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel when those days have come, declares the Lord. Within them I shall plant my law, writing it on their hearts. Then I shall be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer teach one another, saying, "Learn to know the Lord." For they will all know me, from the least to the greatest, declares the Lord, since I shall forgive their guilt and never more call their sin to mind. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your merciful love. According to your great compassion, blot out my offences. O wash me completely from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a pure heart for me, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Restore in me the joy of your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. I will teach offenders your ways, that sinners may return to you. Create a clean heart in me, O God. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. During the days of his flesh, Christ offered up prayer and entreaty, with loud cries and with tears, to the one who had the power to save him from death. And, winning a hearing by his reverence, he learnt obedience, son though he was, through his sufferings. When he had been perfected, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to you, word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. If you serve me, follow me, says the Lord, and where I am, my servant will also be. Glory to you, word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. These approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and put this request to him. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to tell Jesus. Jesus replied to them, Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a wheat grain falls into the earth and dies, it remains only a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Anyone who loves life loses it. Anyone who hates life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and my servant will be with me wherever I am. Whoever serves me, my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it is for this very reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. A voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will again glorify it. The crowd standing by who heard this said it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice came not for my sake, but for yours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Saying this, he indicated the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.